Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I continue my visit with some members of the Slater FFA chapter. Got two other members here with me. What's your name?
Ermi Gephart.
What's your SAE project? And I'm sure you went to National Convention. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm just a freshman this year, so I don't quite have my SAE project yet, but going to National Convention really opened my eyes about how big the FFA organization is, and it was really just a nice experience to get to go there and have a good time with all my friends.
Good. And what's your name?
Maddie Teese.
Maddie, are you a freshman also?
Yes, I'm also a freshman.
Okay. What's FFA meant to you so far, and as far as the National Convention, what were your thoughts on the trip?
Well, I've always been involved in some type of agriculture, so it really means a lot to me to get to go to a National Convention. Like I said, I went with these four people, and we all had a great time. There were so many people to meet, so many things to do, and you just learned a lot.
Are you officers in the FFA here in Slater? What are you, Abby?
I'm the secretary.
Drew, are you an officer?
Yes, sir. I'm the president of the chapter this year.
Okay. I knew that. I don't know why I even asked. State convention will be coming up in April. You guys, after Christmas, you said you'll probably start working on your teams for that. So we'll get together again. I want to visit with you guys before you go to state convention. I'm sure, one thing about being in Slater chapter, the town supports it so well. I've been down here the last 2 years when they had the send-off for state convention. Does that mean a lot to you as members?
Yeah, it's nice to see the whole town get behind us and the whole school, and everybody's so supportive of what FFA does and what we accomplish. So it's nice to see everybody kind of, let us up on their shoulders and send us off to state convention.
How about you, Abby? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's huge that we have the whole community backing us up on everything we do, and not only that, it's just the school representing us and helping us, but it's our whole community, our parents, grandparents, friends, family, just everyone coming together and supporting us.
Well, I visited a lot with the Marshall chapter, and of course, they've been very successful. One thing that they say, and I'm sure you freshmen can attribute to that, you've got the upperclassmen, the juniors and seniors that are in there, that have been in there, their experience now. I know at Marshall they say that they help the younger people out, and the younger people, I'll give credit to them. Is that the way it is here? Do you get a lot of help and advice from your older members?
Yes, I feel like we do, especially when we were at National Convention. They helped out a lot and just made it a fun experience for everybody.
And what would you say about that? Do you get a lot of help, and do you look up to the seniors and juniors? And I'm sure you're grateful for what all they do.
Oh, yes, I definitely am. You can ask them any question. They know just about anything that you could ask. They really help out.
Appreciate you coming out and talking to us, Larry. It's always fun.
Yeah, it is. I love doing this, and we'll do this again, like I said, after Christmas.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.